To support members of the community to talk about suicide in a safe and effective way, New South Wales Health and the Hunter Institute of Mental Health have developed Conversations Matter. This important online resource has been developed in collaboration with key stakeholders in suicide prevention. It covers advice for conversations that cover the issues of suicide generally, conversations when someone is thinking of taking their own life, and when a suicide has happened. Here's Jaylee Skian, Director of the Hunter Institute of Mental Health.
What we've tried to do is break up the information so that it's useful for different types of individuals and communities. Usually most of the resources have about 10 to 12 basic tips based on good research evidence as well as the information that came from communities and professionals working with communities. So what we hope people get from them is an overview of information that can really guide the way in which they talk about this issue. We want it to build a little bit of confidence so that people who are worried about saying the wrong thing or worried about bringing up the topic can have some of those fears alleviated. So what we've tried to do, I guess, is alleviate some fears or some misconceptions people might have about talking about suicide, but also making sure that they get good advice that is agreed upon by people in our sector, in the suicide prevention sector and in communities, but also that they could then apply in some way. We've also made sure that there are lots of links on the website to ensure that if people are looking for services to provide additional support, if they're looking for additional training to develop some specific skills and competencies, that they can do that by using all of the links that are on the website.
To find out more and to access a large range of information and tips about how to talk about suicide in a safe and effective way, visit conversationsmatter.com.au.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.